Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast, and today we're doing chapter 3 of Nanea's book 1. So, let's go! So guys, so chapter 3 is called Turkey Day, which makes no sense.
And actually does make sense.
So, it says, on Thanksgiving morning, Nanea was in the kitchen talking and laughing with her grandmother and sister. Grandmother, mother, and sister. As they worked, Nanea breathed in the smoke smell of the Aimu fire in the back of her mouth watered of thick of Kalu pig cooking in the pit paw. Had dug in the ground. Tutu was pounding the taro with an old stone poi powder pounder. Nanea snuck a tiny taste of purple poi. It was sweet on her tongue. So, oh no. Yeah, guys, some of this is also in Hawaiian, so I don't know how to pronounce it all. So, yeah. Also in poi powder, Nanea snuck a tiny taste of purple poi. It was sweet on her tongue. So, oh no. I hope I pronounced that right, guys. She reached out for another one, tasted that Tutu playful, batted her away. You'll ruin your supper, Tutu said. Just one more bite, Nanea begged. Tutu laughed. I can never say no to you, Nanea. Nobody can. Mary Lou stirred the macaroni salad that... That's how it is when you're the baby. Nanea's good mood popped like a moon. She gave Mary Lou a distinct eye. Would you pick the flowers on the table, Mom? Handed Nanea and handed Nanea a hollowed out
pineapple.
David carved this for his vase. Nanea took the pineapple and stomped it outside. Wait until I win the contest, she thought, yanking the hibiscus blossoms on the nearest bush. Then Mary Lou stopped calling me a baby. Once and for all, Nanea looked down, crumbled the blossoms at her feet. She took a deep breath and tried to calm down as her can't talk. I lost my spot too. Called that as her rage angered as she arranged the flowers in the vase. Very pretty, Tutu Kane said. From the laney, he winked. The flowers are nice too. Nanea giggled. Tutu Kane kidded around like Papa did. She was glad Tutu Kane and Tutu lived only a few blocks away. She couldn't imagine living far away from family like Pa did. I'll take the flowers inside, Tutu Kane offered. As he went inside, Pa came out. Pa picked up the armload of long green tea leaves and walked to the emu in the yard. Do you miss Ortega, Pa? Ortega, Papa? And he asked, following him. You kids keep me happy to be homesick. He fed the leaves on fire. Then he looked at Nanea. But I so wish your grandparents could see what lovely girl you growing up to be. He brushed off his hands. Time to see up the Crockett game. Fudge thinks he's going to beat him this time. Pa whistled cheerfully as he tapped the wicket in with the Crockett mallet. Nanea imagined he must feel a tiny bit sad about being so far from home. As she watched him work, she got terrified the idea for bringing... Okay, wait guys, before we finish that page, I wanted to thank the two people who... I forgot their names. Sorry guys, and I don't really want to say their names. I'm thank the two people who favorited my podcast. Thank you very much. And I hope you guys really like this podcast. I'm going to do this to make people happy. I don't get any money from this, so you guys really like these podcasts. So thank you guys for favoring it, and just thank you. Thank you guys. I keep saying thank you again. Okay, now go back to the book. She got terrified of the idea of bringing his Oregon family closer. Oregon. That's hard. Guys, my sister has a weird video on right now, so you hear that? Yes, sorry. She hurried to her room and pulled her project box out from under her bed. Mealy pawed at Anila's leg as she removed the supply she needed. Not now, girl. Anila said, stapling several sheets of paper together to make a book. Then she reached for her crayons. Every Thanksgiving, Pa shared the same story about the time his father brought home a young turkey. Pa, when anyone whistled thanks to Pa's care, Fido was good and plump by the time November rolled around. Anaya giggled as the drool Fido rumbled round tummy. Mealy tried to climb into Anaya's mouth, but Anaya shooed her away. I keep losing my spot. Anaya colored Fido's skin skinny legs orange. After the dotting lot of the freckles on Pa's face, he topped his head with bright red hair. When Pa told his story, he explained that even though he was a farmer boy, he could not bear to think of Fido as dinner. Today, before Thanksgiving, he took Fido and hid in the woods. Grandpa found him late that night. Grandma had been worried sick. On the last page of the book, Nancy drew Papa's whole family. Nana drew Papa's whole family. Grandpa, Grandma, Uncle Frank, Papa sitting around the table loaded with good things to eat. But no turkey. She added the fifth chair to the table and drew Fido sitting there with everyone else. He ended up being Papa. He ended up being Papa's pet, living in the grand old age of tech. The end, and I wrote, "What do you think, Mealy? Mealy won." "Well, I think Papa will like it," and I went outside and said, "What's this?" Pa asked when Nanea handed it to him. The book. After he finished reading it, Pa swung around her. "My story is even better in your picture. I thought..." "My story is even better in your picture. I thought it would help you feel closer to home," and I said. "You are my home, sweetheart." Papa kissed the top of her head. "And boy, I am thankful for you." An hour later, Dinah and her parents arrived. Auntie Rose came over, and then Lily's family filled the house. Lily carried Aunt Betty's sweet potato casserole in the kitchen and set it next to Miss Hill's wiggly jello salad. Oh my. And Auntie Rose homemade crescent rolls, ready to lose a croissant. I think that's what I said. Uncle Foge calls out, "Do we have time to start games before dinner?" Nia asked. "Just enough," Mom said as she carved the turkey and sliced on the large plot. Everyone gathered around the backyard, play and talk when crash. Mom raced inside and Aaron followed. Oh no, Mom cried. The turkey was all over the kitchen floor and Mealy was wolfing down the meat. Nia gasped. She managed to knock the platter off the counter, said Auntie Rose. Mom, Mars, why? Guys, I'm so sorry. I always lose my spot, but I have no idea why. She went picking up the flowers. She looked at Nina. You fed her this morning, right? Nina has been so busy with her project that Mom shooed Amelia away. The turkey ruined. She said, picking up the flowers. She looked at Nina. You fed her this morning, right? Nina has been so busy with her project for fall that she completely forgot that important job that Amelia had been trying to tell her while she was working on the book. She was hungry and it hung her head. I guess we're carrying on Michelle's tradition of a no turkey Thanksgiving. Pa said he showed the book Nina had made to Uncle Fudge. I told you this story, right? Uncle Fudge only 50 times. More like 100, chuckled Auntie Rose. That, thank goodness, they're cool pigs, said David. Mom was smiling, but her words to Nell were firm. I guess this means you'll be in charge of the kitchen cleanup, Nell nodded. She had let Mealy go hungry that caused the bigness. I'm sorry, Nana said. I know, Mom said kindly. We still have a feast to eat. As Mom turned away, Tutu placed a hibiscus behind Nana's ear. Mistakes happen. You're a beautiful child, Nana said. Nana sighed. She didn't want to be a child. She wanted to grow up that would, she wanted to be a grown up that would. That would never happen if she didn't stop messing up. Sorry, guys. The other two kittens refused to let Naya clean up by herself. After dinner, the girls took turns washing, rinsing, and drying the dishes. And drying the dishes. David and Bailey were outside playing cricket with Lily's brothers. The adults were in the living room having coffee when Donna said, "Hey, I have a great joke." "Not like who's it, Lily?" Lily asked. But before Donna could answer, Nell shush her. Nanea shushed her. The grown-up's voice had gotten quiet. Nanea went to lean against the kitchen door to listen. The negotiation with the Germans aren't going well, Mr. Hill said. They have to, Mom instant. If they don't, but her voice just chilled off. I'm sorry, guys. I don't really know. Aren't going well, Mr. Hill said. They have to, Mom said. If they don't, but her voice just showed up. It would be mannish if Japan didn't cooperate. Tutu Kane said. I'm worried, said Uncle Fudge. Everything will be fine, said Aunt Betty. The Japanese don't want to go to war. Okay, I'm itching my head. I hate so bad. Ew. Okay, there's. TJK. Said, I'm worried, said Uncle Fudge. Every day will be fine, said Umby. The Germans don't want to go to war with America. It's if not going badly. I'm not sure we'll be able to stay out of the fight, Mr. Hill replied. Okay, Bally, I'm not sure we'll be able to stay at a fight, Mr. Hill replied. The dumplings will work. Work things out, Mom said confidently. Betty's right. The last thing Japan wants is a war with the United States. I agree to do it. I hope you're right, Papa said. Now, who wants to help cover up the barbecue pit? The other men volunteered to go with Papa. There was a clatter of cups as Mom poured more cups, coffee for the woman. Anel went back to the sink. She scrubbed the last dirty pot extra hard. Did you hear all that? She asked Lily and Donna, what about the war? Donna blew a bubble and snapped it. I don't listen to any of that. But Lily was curious. What about it? She asked. And I gave up. You want one last scrub. She thought about telling them that Uncle Fudge was worried. But grown-ups worried all the time about stuff that didn't happen. Mom and Papa worried about David getting a ticket when he drove his old jalopy, but he never did. Tucci came fretted that he and Tutu were getting too old to run Pono Market, and they still worked the shop every day. Now let the water out of the sink. Nothing, she replied. She repeated what Aunt Petty had to say. Everything will be fine. Hey guys, that was the last chapter. Not the last chapter. That was the last page of Nanea chapter 3. Guys, we'll do chapter 4 tomorrow. Bye! Hope you guys really like this podcast. And make sure to subscribe to my sister channel, Foxy Games, my channel, Bunny Team, which has a little cute bunny on it. And make sure to subscribe to Foxy Bunny Squad, me and my sisters, blog channel, and gaming channel. Bye!